Hey, everyone. Hey. It is your girl, Precious Williams, and I am the host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I am so glad you all are here with me. As you know, today is Sunday. I think it is April 25th. I'm so excited to have you all here with me today. Thank you all for rocking with me. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, debuted at number one on April 13th, 2021. And on April 15th, I had oral surgery. And so having oral surgery, having bone grafting before I have implants put into the places where the dentist took out the other teeth. It is a process, y'all. It is a process. And so, having a chipmunk face and being very swollen and everything, I had to take nearly a week and a half to get better. In that time, I was still going to the post office and mailing off books. I was still, able to do some speaking gigs. But I'm coming to you today because today is a very, very special day. Why? Because we've been in a pandemic for over a year now. We've been in an economic downturn and social unrest. And on the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show, we want to bring you episodes that are exciting, relevant, and timely. And so today's episode is on hashtag speaker tales, getting creative when doors suddenly shut, parentheses, pandemic edition. So I know some of you all know that in the pandemic, two things usually happen. Some people get crafty and creative, and some people shrink back. And so I want to talk about, two ways of looking at how to proceed in a pandemic. I'm not saying falling back and pausing and redirecting your energy to where it really needs to be is bad. I don't think that's bad. But if you're falling back and saying, no one's going to hire me, no one's going to book me, no one's going to do that, that is a problem. And so today, I'm a speaker. I've been an international professional speaker since I was six. I've been an international professional speaker since I was 20. But I started speaking my professional speaking journey when I was 16 years old. I am now 42, which means I've been doing this 26 years of my life, more than half my life. And so, in times when things get rough, in times when things get tough, there are some people out there who need their back to the wall to showcase how talented they really, really are. And I am one of those people. And I'm here at the Killer Pitch Master. As a 13-time national elevator pitch champion, as a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world, including LinkedIn, where I have my show, my LinkedIn live show, Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master, and also being, just a talented speaker and a world-class master communicator, there are certain things that I've learned along the way. And I want to share them with you all today. So first, I want to know who's in the room. I want to know who's here. I want you to give me your name. I want to tell me it, tell me. I want you to tell me in the comments if you're a speaker, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're ready to give birth to something. And finally, number three, I want you to tell me why you came to this particular episode or why you come back each and every week. As you know, this is a show that airs every Sunday live on LinkedIn. Having a LinkedIn live show means that I get to be up close and personal with you all. And even though we're on StreamYard, I want you all to feel me and see that I'm touchable. I'm real. I'm every day. I've gone through the same challenges that you all are going through and have overcome some of them. Some of them I'm still working my way through. So we deal with hashtag rock the mic, hashtag speaker tales. We talk about the highs, the lows, the hills and valleys of success as being a speaker and entrepreneur or in giving birth to something new, like your next beautiful now. In the midst of it all, you're going to have surgery. People are going to die. Things are going to happen. Sometimes your target market changes based on what's happening in the world. Sometimes regulations change and they'll totally eliminate your company or your industry. So we talk about all of those sort of things. So every week, the reason why people come back is because I give real actionable tips, tricks, and techniques in the art and the science of pitching, communication, visibility, and branding. And it's very important to me that you all come in and get real, real advice. And also, if you love what you hear and you want to work with me one-on-one, please know that my website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. Again, that's www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. You can go to my website. You can schedule time on my calendar if you want to have a consultation with me. You can also go to that website if you want to purchase my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. It's out now. And also, I'm just delighted that you all are here. So let me check in with my esteemed guests. Again, I want you all to tell me your name, if you're a speaker, an entrepreneur, or ready to give birth to something brand new. And also, what brought you here today and what brings you here every week if you're one of my returning guests? I'm ready to come talk to you all. So let me take this off for a second and just make sure that people understand that what this show is about. Hashtag speaker tales, getting creative when doors suddenly shut, pandemic edition. Okay. Let's talk to some of my peeps. Lisa, morning. Hey, good afternoon, Lisa. Lisa, I did see that you commented on my new website, killerpitchmaster.com. I'm going to look at that a little bit later on today, but I know you gave me some, I know you went in. So I can't wait to see what you say and what needs to be changed. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being here. Gwen, hey, sis. Hey, sis. Timothy's like, good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, Timothy. And says, I'm an independent recruiter company called Second Chance, Iowa labor staffing company. And I work with felonies and unemployed workers who are looking for work. Thank you, Timothy. Ganifa, please let me know if I said your name right. How are you? I'm a writer, entrepreneur, my first time listener. I'm so glad you're here, Ganifa. And then Lisa Carper, entrepreneur, where precious goes, so do I. Ain't my LWL system, my queen, and I am also her client. Lisa, all of you, let us know what you do in the chat. So if someone needs that service, you're right there. Okay. Mitchell Mack, entrepreneur. Great to have you, Mitchell. Gwimbalati, entrepreneur. Tamina Ward, certified coach, speaker, entrepreneur. Glad you're here, Tamina. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Parashan, ready to hear from you. You for the first time. Thank you. Parashan, perfect. Tamina, I've seen you here on LinkedIn. Love your style and genuine approach to pitching. I love that. Okay, everyone. So thank you all so much for being here today. As you can tell, there's not really makeup on, just some lipstick. And this is one of the things that I want you all to value. So we live in a world that talks all about, you know, the glitz and glams, the Birkin bags and big homes, big houses and stuff like that. All of that sounds good. But as a woman who's been the first time that I was successful as an entrepreneur and a speaker, I didn't feel comfortable. Like, I almost felt like I didn't deserve it, right? Because I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. And even though I fought through everybody telling me I couldn't do something, sometimes something deep in the spirit took hold of me. So even though I was fighting and even though I was getting out, I was on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, even though I was in movies and documentaries, even though I was speaking at some of the biggest companies in the world, deep down, I didn't think I deserved it because I started to believe that I didn't look the part. And even though I started my first company when I was 327 pounds, I just felt like I didn't, like, the things that people were saying were like, I wasn't quite good enough. I wasn't skinny enough. I wasn't tall enough. I wasn't this and that and that, whatever. And it eventually ate my soul. So one of the things, when we talk about hashtag speaker tales, you know, getting creative when the door suddenly shut. So I'm going to give you my story because I really want you to understand where I'm coming from and why this particular topic is so important. And if it resonates with you, feel free to drop things in the comments like you're feeling me or you went through the same thing or give me a challenge that that has happened to you since the pandemic and when doors suddenly shut as a speaker and as an entrepreneur as ready to give birth to something. So anyway, y'all. So, you know, I just appeared on Shark Tank. But the year was 2016. When I started my company, Curvy Girls Lingerie, no one believed in it until they saw me on television, until they saw me, you know, get investments in my company, until they saw me flying all over the country doing live shows and home parties and stuff like that. And at first it felt really, really good. And then it didn't start to feel good because it felt like nothing I was doing was ever going to be good enough because people focused so much on me being 327 pounds, even though I'm not that anymore, that I'm too big for television. I'm too big. And even though I was busting through all the boxes that people said could not be done. I did it. But deep down, I didn't feel good enough because I didn't have a BBL or I didn't have, like, I was getting older. Right. And so I felt like I'm not pretty enough. I'm not all the things people were saying. And then the love of my life died. And y'all, I don't know, most people do not have the love of their life die in their 30s. And it took something out of me. And it took the wind out of my sails. And again, y'all know I became a severe alcoholic. I went through hell. And I was in and out of psych wards. Keeping it a buck with y'all. I keep it hashtag 100. Keeping it real with the Killer Pitchmaster. I was in and out of psych wards so much to the point where they used to call me the mayor of the psych ward. They used to be like, every time pressures come through, we're going to have fun. But that chick actually likes being here. It was so weird. And I lost everything, y'all. There was no one, the phone didn't ring anymore. People I used to call would never pick up, refuse to talk to me because I was a failure to them. All my talent, here I was a failure. So when I tell you the big names that people throw up all the time, some of those people should close the door. And so I didn't have access anymore to that. And you know, it was hard. It was rough. It was hard. It was rough. And I had to figure out what to do. So again, y'all know I went through the homeless journey. Y'all know I kicked my alcohol habit. I've been clean and sober almost over 4 years now. I've been out of homelessness almost 3 years now. And one of the things that I learned in coming to this place is that I am the killer pitch master. So if I cannot show people that I have been to rock bottom and I can use these pitching tips, tricks, and techniques to get my way back to the top, the doors that closed, let them stay closed, because now I'm gonna get creative in these streets. Now I'm gonna go forward from a different angle. And if you all want to try different angles, let's talk about it. Just talk about it. Now, you know, being on big shows, having all these great things happen, it was wonderful, but I couldn't appreciate it because I didn't think I belonged. So coming out of the Bowery Mission Women's Center, y'all know, coming out of homelessness, you know, living in a home again and starting to rebuild your life after everything is gone. I had nothing but a blue dress, a blue coat, and a book bag when I went into the Bowery Mission Women's Center. When I left, I had movers. That tells you how much stuff I accumulated in my time at the Bowery Mission Women's Center. So in the Bowery Mission Women's Center, you had to have a job, and I had a high-paying job, and on paper it looked great. The money was great. Yeah, I know I didn't want that job. I didn't want it. I wanted to be Precious Williams again. Yet there were doors that shut. Have you ever been at a point where doors are shutting or doors have shut, and you keep looking at that door so much, hoping it reopens, that you fail to say that there's another door? How many of us have been there? And I want y'all to keep it a buck in the comments. Have you ever been staring at a door you hope opens? Or you ever had a dream that just doesn't seem like it's coming true? Have you ever just been in that situation? And tell me, what was the situation? Like, this is real. This is keeping it real with the killer pitch master. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I have on makeup, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I come cute, sometimes I don't. And that's the reality of life. The reality of life is everything isn't perfect. And yet being creative enough and letting the hate and letting people ignore you and figuring out that there's more than one way to skin a cat. Have you ever been in a situation? And if you were able to overcome, how did you do it? So let me see what my crew is saying. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Lisa Carper is an instructional designer. She helps speakers adapt their content to e-learning, do presentation upgrades. Let me tell you something. Lisa's fire. She helped me with a PowerPoint presentation that I had to give to a big group. Fire. Like, I'm great at speaking and presentations, but my presentations have to match me now. Lisa's the bomb. Grace. Hold on. Okay, I'll check. Yes, Queen. And Quita Adams, founder, CEO, ALA consulting firm, here to support and learn. Thank you, Aquita. And Aquita has actually provided me with the resources to start working with the city of Seattle. And I'm very proud of you. Thank you, Aquita. Gina Cox, Precious Elbow, and Killer Pitchmaster. Congratulations on your great work with the iDoctor on Shark Tank. I'm here because I wish you all good things and value your authenticity. Thank you, Gina. I'm so glad. Thank you. And for some of y'all who don't know, my newest client's gonna be on Shark Tank season 13. Y'all ready? Parrish Town Hall. Yes, I've been there. Dream gone wrong. Homelessness in Atlanta 2009. Queen, I was homeless in New York. You know what time it was. You, me, and you, Parrish. I overcame and got used to experience to build me into an incomparable tenacity. Yes, Queen. Dr. Tanya. Yes, Parrish. Grace and Quita Adams. Hey, hun, I'm from Seattle, born and raised. We Seattle sisters. I love it. That's how we make connections here. And Quita, I had to realize it wasn't the fact was failure. The reality is I was moving in ways others did not want to see me moving, and I could not, and they could not go with me. Keep it a buck, and Quita Rose. It's so important to be in alignment with those that can support you. Yes, Queen. And then my first time being acquainted, we love that there is a live for LinkedIn. Yes, Angela. Yes. And so, y'all, let's have this real conversation. But before we do that, let me just share some things with you all. If you all are new to my LinkedIn live show, Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master, the one thing I want you all to know is I'm real. I'm a real pitch master. I'm a world-class master communicator, and I am an expert in sales pitches. Elevator pitches, media pitches, investor pitches, speaker pitches, and interview pitches. I am the GOAT. So you don't have to believe me. Go to my LinkedIn profile right now if y'all don't believe me. And there's over 130 some odd testimonials from different companies from around the world, including LinkedIn. But the reason why I want y'all, I have a quiz that I would love for you all to take. My queens who've been here before, make sure that you put this link in the comments for people to take. I have a free quiz. It's a free 6-question quiz. If you go to pitchingforprofit.com, pitchingforprofit, P-I-T-C-H-I-N-G, forprofit.com. If you go to that link, you can take my free 6-question pitch quiz. Then when you take it and you submit, you'll get a free customized report. The algorithms know how to work to teach you how to become, how to pitch yourself better. Doesn't matter if it's a media pitch, an elevator pitch, or investor pitch, a speaker pitch, a sales pitch, or an interview pitch. This will get your juices flowing, because what you're seeing on television, even if you're watching Shark Tank, is that doesn't teach you how to write a pitch. It doesn't teach you how to create the killer pitch for you. My pitches are not standard. My pitches, even the formulas I have, they're very unique to you. So if you work one-on-one with me, or work in a group session with me, or have me come to your company or corporation and do a pitch training, no matter what type of pitching it is, you're going to see that I'm different from day one and from how I start. I want you all to truly feel the power of pitching. That when you have a killer pitch, you slay all competition. I mean, all of it. I want you to have a pitch that's so good that there is never a second choice to you. You're second to none. When people want to know who's a great speaker in this particular area, I will show you how to create your own lane. Create your own lane in your industry. I will show you how to set that pitch on fire and have people coming to you. Let it be known that I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. Did I think Microsoft, LinkedIn, Google, Intuit, QuickBooks, George Washington University, Harvard University, which I'm speaking at on May 3rd. Y'all heard me right. May 3rd, I'm speaking. Yeah, I think it's May 3rd, right? I'm speaking at. So how does a girl who doesn't have an Ivy League degree get Harvard University to contact her to lead a pitch training? Riddle me that. That's the power of pitching.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations and the Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. you saying in your social media posts that really help you stand out? It's not just putting all your great content out there, but having a dialogue with your audience. Every post you do is a pitch. Every time you ask somebody to buy something or to come check out your lead magnet or anything, it's a pitch. My show is showing you the behind the scenes of it all. And so I would really love it if you've never taken my quiz before, go to pitchingforprofit.com. One of my queens is going to put it in the comments just in case you can't click on it. They'll put it in the comments and you can take the quiz as I'm speaking right now. But the real reason y'all should come every week to hear is because I answer real questions with real answers. I'm not a fake guru. I am a 13-time national elevator pitch champion. I have appeared on Shark Tank, and 6 of my clients have appeared on Shark Tank successfully. In fact, my client for season 13, y'all don't know how we do it in these streets. My clients get 1 to 2 year corporate training contracts with some of the biggest companies, corporations, foundations, and nonprofits. They're also, having best-selling books that they're not selling at 99 cents. I'm telling you. So when it comes to communication, I teach that. I teach you how to become more visible, even in a crowded marketplace. The reason why they call me the killer pitch master is because I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not an inspirational speaker. I'm not a transformational speaker. But you will get all of that with what I speak, no matter what audience I speak to. The point is, I came through this game through pitching and really zeroing in on a topic that other people were not in. And the only reason I know how to pitch very well is because my back was against the wall. I had negative $400 in my bank account. And no one would invest in my company, Curvy Girls. They just said, I'm too fat, too black, no Ivy League degree. Riddle me that was 10 years ago. Who's laughing now? I'm still black on both sides. I'm still the chubby girl wonder. I'm still the female MacGyver business. See how that rolls off? I want you all to, it's a process in getting to the point where when you speak, whether you're an introvert, an ambivert, or an extrovert, people listen. So if that's what you came to talk about today, let's go have that conversation. And so I would love for you all to take this quiz. And also, my website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And if you're looking to learn more about pitching for profit, not just pitching, but pitching for profit, if you would love to know how to take your pitching skills to the next level where people are pitching for you, and I'm telling you people you're paying, people who know what you do so well that they're introducing you to other organizations and networks, this book shows you how to do it. How to get people in your network to truly do the heavy lifting so that your name is spoken in circles you didn't even know existed. You're being brought in for opportunities that are never advertised. And so that's what this book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. And yes, men buy this book. Men have bought every book I've ever written and have found great value and brought me into their companies to train and teach men and women. I've even taught teenagers. So if you're interested in knowing how to pitch for profit and not just pitching just to, get sales, but how to truly profit, this is beyond revenue. This is profiting from your pitches so that you can monetize your network and they do the heavy lifting and they're bringing you opportunities you did not know existed. Trust and believe, like Harvard sought me out. I didn't seek them out. LinkedIn, I didn't look for LinkedIn. They sought me. And the only reason I have a show on LinkedIn Live, I didn't apply for it. They came to me. Why is that? I'm still black, y'all. I'm still black. Makeup, no makeup. Let's get it. So if you all would go to my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com, you can get my book or you can just see the services that I offer. Okay, back to the regularly scheduled program. Let's get into this. Now we're going to talk about hashtag speaker tales, getting creative when doors suddenly shut. So all of us have been in a situation where we thought we had an opportunity. We thought something was going to go down. We thought it was really going to be the big one and it didn't happen. Or people that you trusted closed the door in your face. How do you get creative? Now, one of the things I want you all to think about is in all the time you're looking at this closed door, 6 months go by, a year goes by, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even 10 years goes by. What did you miss in those 10 years? What did you miss in that 1 year? Was there another door opening that you were too afraid to open because you kept looking at this door? So let's talk about it. Number one, your vision and your dream aren't dead. You may be being set up by God or your higher power or the universe for someone else to help you. Let me give you an example. So, I told you all these big time gurus turned their back on me, wouldn't respond to anything I did. when I finally came to the realization I had cried my last cry, God told me to trust him. I literally went from no speaking engagements to speaking at Bottomless Closet. That's a nonprofit that helps women in transition get back on their feet. I met the program director, Pam Coolness, at the Tory Burch Embrace Ambition Summit. I don't know how I got a ticket. I was just coming out of homelessness. That's how God works. I met her talking about me being a killer pitch master. I didn't think it would do anything. She said, I want you to come speak at Bottomless Closet. What she didn't know was that I was actually a client of Bottomless Closet. Yeah, she didn't know that. But if I had told her, it would have been a different story. So I needed to show people who I wanted them to see, not who I used to be, right? So if I told her I was homeless, that none of this would have happened. So in every conversation that you're having with people, always know that this might be a person God sent. So what words are you speaking out of your mouth? Are you speaking about complaining, this not working out? Or are you showing them what you're capable of? I did not know that Pam Coolness and Bottomless Closet would next introduce me to Viacom. Did you hear what I'm saying, y'all? Viacom. And what y'all may not know about Viacom is I pitched a show back in the day at BET, VH1, MTV. Like, so imagine when I went to the address, Viacom on Broadway in New York City near 42nd Street. Imagine when I was walking through the door, I was crying because I could not believe it. Years ago, I was in there pitching a show that is going to see the light of day next year. So I want you to speak life into your dreams and always realize that that door closing is closing for a reason. It may be not the right time. They might not be the right person it's supposed to be with. They might be, God might be closing these doors so that when another door opens, these people are watching because they thought that they held the key to your success and they don't. I promise you. So number one, you need to show up and show up as you want people to see you. This is not falseness or fakeness. I am the killer pitch master. And I've been that way since 2013. But if I only came in with this anger and frustration, I can talk about that with my friends. But when I'm in a professional setting, they need to see me show up and be ready. As the great Dr. Sherwood says, be ready so you don't have to get ready. So when I talked to Pam Collins and we were just kicking it right beside each other, just kicking it. Look at what that led to. I had a 5-year plan that got sped up from 5 years to 4 months. Riddle me that, y'all. Riddle me that. But if you want to get to a certain level, be willing to invest in having conversation with people who are different, people who are a different financial strata, people are a different different networks. Be willing to do that. Because the minute you drop this T on them, something about you that's outstanding, they're going to see it and want to run with it because they don't have it there, right? Number two, every goodbye ain't gone. Those same doors that closed on me years ago, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, girl, let me tell you something, 2021, them doors opening up quickly. And you know what? They're not saying, oh, we're going to do this for exposure. They're like, what's your rates? What are your rates? That's a different question altogether than saying we're going to help you with exposure. I need exposure. I've been all over the world. I speak all over the world. Even virtual, I still speak all over the world. So when you get creative, one of the things I really want you to pay attention to, again, is show up the way you want to be seen. And realize that every conversation needs to have strategy when it's people who are in the business setting. Have a strategy. Bring up some good points about yourself. It ain't bragging if it's true. Be on your inner Kanye. Kanye will never be boxed in, and neither will I. I went to Spelman College. I went to Georgetown University Law Center, and I went to Rutgers School of Law, Newark. Even if I didn't go there, your school does not dictate how hard you fly. Your title does not dictate how high you fly. Number three, what networks do you need to be a part of? Do you need to be a part of? Because if you're on the, if everyone around you is at the same place, you're in the wrong place. In order to get creative, I need you to start doing research on different, not just networking groups, but like different places to be. For example, Deb Boulanger, who is a good friend of mine. She's a coach and she helps women who are leaving corporate America to start their entrepreneurial dreams. She and I met at an event for EBW 2020, which is Empowering a Billion Women 2020. I literally didn't have money in the beginning to go to the events, but I would scrounge up and go. One day, I opened my mouth and gave a pitch, and the women were so blown. She came to me afterwards and she said, "Precious, what can I do to help you?"
Word?
And, you know, I told her I would love to have speaking engagements at certain places. She literally introduced me to a powerful financial person at a big firm who introduced me to another big powerful person at a financial services firm. We had catered lunch at their firm, right? And I'm thinking, when I walked in, you're just thinking, you know, you just happen to be there. They literally had a catered lunch for me of stuff I wanted to eat. So we're sitting there eating and I'm feeling like, do they know, do I smell like a homeless person? Like, I was just I was scared. Do you know from that one conversation in that big financial services firm in Manhattan, this particular man that I met, he brought me to an event. And he didn't tell me anything about the event. He just told me to look pretty, come in. So I went to the event, standing outside this building. It looks kind of decrepit. When I walked in, oh, I was wrong. This building was jumping. I walk into the room and I see Essence Magazine, LinkedIn. I see all these big company women representatives. And it was this woman, I'm forgetting her name, but it was called I Look Like an Investor. I think her name is Maya, but she's out of California. So I walk in and you know how, like, I'm trying to get my bearings because all the women look beautiful. It's all these big company women, big investors and stuff like that. And I'm trying to contain myself because I'm like, oh, am I out of place? Do you know this man said, basically, this is your playground. This is the circle you need to be in. And so every woman had to give an elevator pitch. So I'm listening to their pitches and like they're supposed to do it for a minute. They go on 5-6 minutes. I'm like, cool. He said, you go last. Do you know by the time I got to do my pitch, the food was coming in. So the hors d'oeuvres and drinks were already out. When the food started coming, they were telling me, hey, Precious, do you want to sit down? I said, no, I've been doing this so long. It doesn't matter. I don't get distracted when I pitch. I pitched so well that the women were on their feet. And I did it in 55 seconds. They wanted the book. They wanted to work with me. And then as I sat down, and there was a woman there, a very beautiful woman who'd also appeared on Shark Tank. So we had known each other from way back. She was like, you did that. A woman slid me her card from LinkedIn and said, I want you to speak at my conference. And that's not how I got a LinkedIn live show. Let me just say that. That's not how I got a LinkedIn live show. But that one engagement I had, when I walked into LinkedIn at the Empire State Building, I saw women there who dissed me years ago, who said I wouldn't be anything. And you know what I did? Like Moneybagg, yeah, we can keep it gangster. We can keep it cordial. How you want to go about it? I kept it cordial. I hugged, whatever. I had no idea that this woman who slid me that card was so powerful. I didn't speak on a panel. I didn't do anything. I spoke alone. And when I was done, the women were on their feet and I was running out because I was crying. These women ran out, bought all 10 of my books. One woman gave me $100 for one of my books. And then a woman from a major network said, we want you on our network. Can you believe that? That went de Boulanger to one man, to another man, to LinkedIn, to other companies. Do y'all see how it is? I want you all to think about what is it? What doors are you not seeing? Who are you not asking for help? How are you not making it easier for people to see your brilliance? Who are you working with? Do these people have the capacity to open doors that you didn't even know existed? I would have been happy speaking at small companies. They immediately took me to the top. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Who's in your network? We always talk about your network as your net worth. If this network ain't fucking with you, fuck them. Fuck them all. Go to another network because they ain't on that BS anymore. All of us have fallen. And some people forget that. You can be on top today and on the bottom tomorrow. As my girl Lisa, my queen Lisa said, she was accused of a crime. And I'm sure everybody scattered. And yet, here she is today. I've worked with Lisa. She's the bomb. I don't care about what happened in the past. For a lot of people, I don't care because my past ain't squeaky clean. But you know what's making it squeaky clean now? Is I got the right people around me. I got people who would check me if they think I'm off my rocker. I got people who would check me, show up at my doorstep like, Precious, I'm gonna need you to get together. I don't have yes men around me. And so before we end, I want to make sure, and y'all know I review every comment because I want you all to know how much I appreciate you being here. The reason why I started the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master show is because I really want y'all to see what what the life of a speaker and entrepreneur is really, a successful international professional speaker and entrepreneur really looks like. I'm still Black, y'all. I'm still Black. I don't have an Ivy League degree. I came out of the mud. I came out of the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. My parents did not want me. I was beaten almost to death on November 18th, 1991. I'm still here. I'm still here. I didn't have connections growing up, and yet there were always someone that God would place to help me move forward. I was in genius level classes when I was in the fifth grade because of a Black teacher of mine, Narcissus Bryant. I don't even know if she's alive today. There was always someone to help me. When I started my career as a speaker, it was because the principal of my high school just thought I spoke very well. And then that introduced me to the mayor of the city of St. Louis, the governor of Missouri, twice, two different governors. I've spoken before in the governor of Missouri. And to think, I was still that girl. Everybody said, too ugly, too stupid, not pretty, and all of this. And I'm still here, y'all. I can show y'all what my face looks like with no makeup and just some lipstick. I don't care that y'all, I don't care that I have marks. I want y'all to see that my pitches are perfect. I am not. And yet I'm still making it. And we can do this dog and pony show about, you know, having a perfect bag, having a perfect clothes. What happens when you don't? That doesn't change who you are. And that's what I mean by hashtag speaker tales. What do? You got to get creative when the doors are closing. When the doors close, what do you do? I'm not defined by my clothes. I'm defined by my talent, my skill set, and my ability. And it has gotten me through more doors than being gorgeous ever will. I love you all. Thank you for coming back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. Please like, comment, and share this with your audience. And if you missed out on any part of this, go to youtube.com tomorrow around 10 a.m. and it will premiere. It will premiere. Okay. I love you all. Thank you all for being here with me. Ride or die. Let's do it. Love you all. Mwah.